Church, say amen.
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Pastor had to slip out here. Something to do. We're going to just go on. Continue on in the service. We're going to dismiss. We're going to go home and get on the air conditioner and stay cool.
All right.
Amen. Yeah, stay cool. So we're going to move on. And I just laugh. I laugh. You know, at y'all having church.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
I didn't have nothing to say today, but I had something to say, but I wasn't sure what I was going to say.
Right.
He showed me what I should say, and then y'all went on and did what the Lord was going to give me to say.
All right. It's affirming his word. All right. Amen.
You're not supposed to come to church and leave here mad. Huh? Not supposed to come to church and leave here sad.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. That's the message I had.
Okay.
I was getting happy that Williams got happy.
Yeah.
I missed you last week. They said you really cut up.
Oh.
Every time we go out somewhere, we miss something, you know. Oh man. That's right, William. That's what you do. Get on up, just praise God.
Amen.
God is working with you, man.
Yes.
He's working with you. So this is you. Don't quench the spirit. Don't hold back the spirit. Get up and praise God. Ain't nobody gonna bite you. Nobody gonna laugh at you. I might laugh, but I'm just laughing because I'm happy for you. You know, I'm happy. That's right. That's what you do. You praise God for each other.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost get on you. The Holy Ghost get on me. The Holy Ghost jump around.
Yeah,
that's right. So the Linda guy, she was dancing with the girls and the little boy. I tell you, I was trying to get Monet to get on over there. And she wouldn't go, but you know, she go there. I don't know how you find that strength to do all that.
Well, it's from the kids over
now. Oh yeah, the kids give you energy. That's what they do. They give you energy. I tell you, those two right there got energy.
Yes,
yeah. So it's kind of, I'm just laughing at everything that I was going to say today is what y'all did.
Amen.
Man, I tell you, watch, I'm gonna show you. I'm not gonna be here long. I'm gonna show you. I didn't talk to nobody in here to do what y'all did today. Y'all rejoiced today.
Amen.
That's why I like songs.
Yes.
Songs make you feel good.
Yes, they do.
I'm not dancing for James Brown or you know, Big Aretha Franklin and all them folks. I'm dancing for Jesus.
Yes.
I'm shouting for Jesus.
Yes.
I'm praising to Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And it feels good.
It feels good.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show y'all some medicine today. Y'all want some medicine today?
Yes. Amen.
I'm
going
to show you some medicine. It comes right out the Bible. Thank you, Jesus. Doctor can give you pills and make you feel good, but it don't last.
That's so true.
Doctor could give you a shot and make you feel good, and it don't last. Just for a little while. But the Bible got a medicine that can last with you the rest of your day.
Yes.
If you use it. Huh? If you use it. He gives you a medicine that lasts you every day. Oh, you trying to peep over here? She trying to peep my stitches.
I'm just trying to see where you're at.
I'm over here in Proverbs. Y'all go in Proverbs. It's going to be real simple. I'm trying to make it real simple. Just follow me. Proverbs, the 17th chapter, and 22nd verse. Proverbs. Thank you. Real simple. Say this scripture, and then I'm going to go to another scripture, which is going to be in Matthew. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be in Matthew. Over here to Matthew 11 and 29. Proverbs 17 and 22. Uh-huh. You got Proverbs, I'm going to go ahead and read it. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Y'all hear that?
Amen.
Need some medicine now, huh?
Uh-huh.
A merry heart. What merry mean? What do you mean by merry?
Happy.
A happy, thank you, heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones.
Chapter we in?
A merry heart, what?
Do good like a medicine.
Like a medicine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Think y'all got that? Is that easy enough for you?
Yes.
A happy heart.
Yes.
Huh? Doeth what?
Do good like a medicine.
Like a medicine. Being happy makes you feel good.
Yes. Huh? It's so important.
The more you be sad, the worse you get.
Oh, yeah. It dries your bones up.
It'll make you sick.
It does.
Being sad.
Yeah.
And when you got the Holy Ghost, you know Jesus, huh? We ain't supposed to walk around sad.
Amen.
He comforts us.
Yes, he do. The Spirit lifts us up.
Yes.
Lifts us up from
But you got to help the Spirit lift you up.
That's
by
right.
Being what?
Happy.
Happy.
Praise his name.
I know I heard of a church that a man was preaching, and he was telling people the best thing to do to make you feel good is to laugh.
Amen. That
laugh,
is true.
Yeah. Huh?
Yes, it's so true.
Laugh and be happy.
Yes.
He had everybody in the church laughing.
Yes. All right.
They didn't know what they were laughing at, but they just went on and started laughing.
Laughter's contagious.
And y'all laughed today.
Laughter is contagious.
You used some medicine today, and you didn't even know it.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
You were laughing, Sister Julie was on the drums, and we was on the music, and we was William jumped up and started carrying on. When you
Heavenly
leave,
party.
Brother, you got enough to last you the whole week.
Oh, Heavenly yeah. party.
Come back here and do the same thing. Just keep doing that. But don't wait till you get here to do that. Do it at home.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus, huh?
This may need it the most.
Christians, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized believers, supposed to be the most happiest people in the world.
That's right.
Amen. We still need some medicine for this body.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong, huh?
True.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But when something make you mad, just laugh.
Laugh.
That's actually happened.
Things happen in your life, just start laughing.
People
say, what's wrong with that lady? What that lady doing over there?
Okay.
Lady,
that's
what's wrong? You all right? I'm all right. I'm just laughing because I got Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Y'all follow me?
All right.
He got the best man. God gave us the best medicine that the doctors to have, Ted. And that's what?
Laughter.
Huh?
Laughter.
That's the right word. That is the right word.
Laughter.
Laughter.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And then another thing he said, a cheerful heart, is a good medicine.
Yes, it is.
A cheerful.
Cheerful.
You know what cheerful means, don't you?
Yeah.
Stay cheerful.
Joyous.
And have good. Jesus always told people when he would come to us, be of good cheer, courage.
Yeah.
What is another way? Be cheerful.
Yeah.
He always tells us, be cheerful.
Yeah.
We need to be cheerful. All the time.
The joy of the
Amen.
Lord is a
That's
strength.
Right. If you out there hammering with a hammer and you missed the nail, hit your hand, ooh. It's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
You start laughing.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
I might praise the Lord.
You know
as well.
You don't smash your hand, you look at it bleeding and everything, and you know it hurt. Start laughing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Start rejoicing, you know, and laughing.
Right.
You forget all about your hand.
Amen.
Put your glove on and go back to hammering. Boom, boom, boom. Huh? Hit your hand again in the same place.
Oh,
oh Lord.
Ow.
Huh?
Ooh.
In the same place.
Same
have
oh,
you ever dropped something on
your
toe?
Oh,
yeah. It can't be nobody here ain't never dropped something on your toe.
I have done that.
And don't hit
it's
the baby
painful.
Toe. That's the worst toe to hit.
Oh,
ain't
yeah.
nobody in here that I can think of that ain't never bumped your baby toe.
Oh yeah.
Huh? You walk by, you bump the baby toe, huh?
Oh yeah.
And then the sad part is you come back and bump it in the same place again.
Oh
Lord.
Oh,
huh? What do?
You laugh.
Just start laughing. Laugh at yourself. I did it again. I hit the same toe again.
That's happened to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
That actually happened to me.
Just start laughing. If somebody getting on your nerves, you know you're gonna have somebody yourself more freely. Y'all hear that?
Oh, yes.
Laugh at myself. What you mean laugh at myself? How many times I bumped my toe? Huh?
Yes.
Huh? Catch yourself talking to yourself. By somebody in you, ain't nobody with you but you and Jesus. And you talking to yourself, huh?
Yeah.
And then you answer yourself, oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell me you ain't never answered yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You answer yourself, huh? Yeah, yeah. I ain't gonna do that no more. No. That's right. Just start laughing at yourself. Don't get mad at yourself.
I've got plenty to laugh about.
Yeah, well, laugh.
I do. If you
start,
I really do.
If you go through the house and just start laughing, your daughter and your son-in-law gonna say, "What's wrong with her?" You just tell them, "I'm just happy." Okay. They'll get happy with you.
I don't care if they call me goofball.
That's the way I can say. That's the way they'll get happy with you.
Anyway.
Well, you know, they be right behind you. You laughing and walking and laughing and walking.
Well, I don't know what
they start feeling. Now look, if I start laughing, I guarantee everybody in this building will feel good. And the next thing you'll do, what you do next?
Start
you'll start laughing.
Yeah,
you don't even know what you're laughing about.
I've seen someone laugh, and I'll start laughing.
That's right. Know.
It's contagious, like
it's
yawning.
It's contagious.
Just like yawning.
It's medicine.
It is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
cheerful
Jesus.
Cheerful heart.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Need a lot of that.
Saints be more cheerful. Everybody at woman would want some of that. You know, when they got the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost came down and fell on the people. Saw that. They said, "I want some of that."
Yeah.
They said, "What you got?"
That's a
new wine.
Oh yeah, this is.
That's what they said. Y'all want to have a new wine.
Nothing like this. Yeah.
They wanted, because they was rejoicing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You think they were just standing there?
No.
They was probably the noisiest people in the whole block.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. There was thousands of people was there.
Probably the whole town was talking.
The whole town. I want some of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was exciting.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
That was
learn to laugh at who?
Yourself.
Just do it.
I got
try
it, Ted.
If that TV got to make you mad, don't kick the TV.
Turn off the news channel.
Don't kick the TV.
Just start laughing
at the TV.
When the computer acts up, just start laughing at it.
I don't need to say that.
Oh, yeah.
Just laugh. Thank you, Jesus. You'll feel good.
Yeah.
Okay.
A laughter one time a day was just like medicine.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it a little, you know what I'm laughing at, but I'm just going to laugh anyway.
Yeah.
I feel good.
It's easy.
Don't try to take this whole world upon yourself.
No, we're not.
Dump it all on Jesus.
Amen.
That's right.
That's what he said.
Almighty.
Don't try to do his job.
Almighty God.
Dump it on him.
He can take
Jesus,
care of it.
You got to help me. Laugh when you do it, okay?
Okay.
Take it, Jesus. You got to help me.
Yeah.
Dump it all on Jesus.
Yeah.
He said the government should be on his shoulder.
All right.
We always trying to carry it ourselves. We try to carry the whole world, the burden of the world ourselves, worrying and all this stuff,
healthcare,
and all this other stuff they want to do to us and everything. Jessica, whatever they do, just laugh at it.
That's right.
But don't let it get you down. You laugh. See, Jesus came here in Matthew's, Let's go to Matthew. This is what Jesus did in Matthew's, He want us to be happy. He wants to be. Jesus is the most happiest being ever.
Hallelujah.
All the time. Even when man is doing things against him, he's still happy. And he wants us to be happy.
That's right.
And he said, "Come unto me." That's Matthew 11:28.
Okay.
"Come unto me all ye that labor." Thank you, Jesus. You know, y'all got that?
Yeah.
"And are heavy laden." Y'all got that?
Yeah.
"And I will give you rest."
All right.
He said, "Come on to all you that sad and got burdens and just can't make it
the
next day, sad all the time, depressed all the time. Come on to me. And I will give you rest."
All
now,
right.
He wasn't talking about until you get into heaven.
Right.
He was talking about while you was here on earth.
That's right.
Y'all follow me?
Yeah.
When Jesus went back home, we were still here.
That's right.
So he said, "Come unto me, all you, and I will give you rest."
That's right.
So I'm gonna take him for his word.
All right.
If he don't do what I want, I'm gonna laugh at him.
Hallelujah.
Then he said, "Come unto
laugh
me,
yourself.
All you that labor and burden, I will give you rest."
All right.
He can't lie. He spoke it. That means he got to do it. So if you don't do it, I'm going to start laughing at you, Jesus. I'm waiting on you.
Okay.
Come on.
Laugh for joy.
I come unto you, Take God to his word. You can take him to his word.
Amen.
All right.
He'll prove to you that he's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So the next thing he said right here, "Take my yoke upon you." Hey, y'all know what the yoke is?
I know they had it with the two mules. Used to carry this thing to plow.
Uh-huh.
And
That's the yoke.
The yoke is the thing they put over their shoulder.
Right.
So
what it means, when they put the yoke on the shoulder, that the other way, the yoke is on Jesus.
Okay.
Now, the yoke of Jesus, by him putting that thing on his shoulder, like the cow, it's his commandment. Y'all understand that?
Okay.
Y'all remember that?
All right.
It's his commandment. Take my yoke, my commandment, upon you,
and learn of it.
And learn.
Okay.
Ain't nobody born a preacher.
Oh, no.
Y'all should laugh at that one. Oh, come on now, huh? Just laugh. Nobody was born a preacher. Maybe God know you gonna be a preacher, but you weren't born a preacher the day you come out your mama.
Amen.
That was funny. Jesus. Y'all should laugh at that now.
Jesus might be the exception here, but
anyway. That's right. Huh?
Might be the exception.
He said, take my yoke upon you and what?
And learn of
me. We have to learn about Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you keep learning about Jesus, the more you learn about the Lord, the more you laugh.
Yeah,
because he'll lift your burden.
It'll lift your burden. Come on, Sister
Karen. Yes, yeah.
It'll lift you up.
Oh, he does.
I know this. You know,
I can say
we should walk down. No, don't go down the street laughing. I'm not going to tell you to do that.
I know. Yeah, we got to pay attention where we're going.
If you do go down the street laughing, which is all right, huh?
Yeah. Right.
Have something to explain to the people going to ask you why. Yeah. Is that lady all right? That man is all right. Huh? Every time I see him, he's laughing. Huh? That's right. You tell him. You got to answer why I'm laughing.
All right.
I know Jesus. Huh?
Yes.
And Jesus know me. Huh?
All right.
And I got the Holy Ghost. Huh?
Tickle my
I've been
heart.
Down in the water in his name.
Hallelujah.
I obeyed his commandment and did what he told us to do. Huh?
All right.
And I got something to laugh about.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. He said, learn of me. You got to learn about Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on now. For I am meek, listen, and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul.
Oh, hallelujah.
Take my yoke. For my yoke is easy. Listen to that, easy.
Right.
And my what?
My burden is light.
What Jesus is saying to us is this. The life that I'm offering you is a life of happiness.
Yes.
Huh?
Real happiness.
Happiness.
Real happiness.
When the spirit of sadness come over you, you got a remedy. What remedy do you have?
Jesus.
Laughter.
So when you go to Jesus and he answers you, what you gonna do?
You're gonna laugh.
All
right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
Yeah. That makes the devil mad.
He let me know the life that I offer you is not hard.
Yeah.
It's just simple. In First John, 5:3. What did it say? The life in Jesus is not hard. He tell you right there. He said, for my yoke is easy. You know what I'm saying?
He said, 1 John.
And my burdens is light. 5:3.
1 John 5:3.
It says,
This is the love of God.
This is the love of God.
That we keep his commandments.
That we keep his commandments.
And his commandments are not grievous.
His commandments is not grievous. That's good.
It won't weigh you down.
Most people think living saved or being in the church is a hard life. You got to dress a certain way. I can't go out and party and get drunk, pills. No, you sure can't. I can't go smoke. That's why you sure can't. I can't go and rob somebody's house. Oh, no, you can't. I can't go and murder somebody and kill 10 people at a time. No, you sure can't. What's so hard about that? Is that hard?
No.
Just don't do it.
It's the flesh that tries to make you feel like it's hard.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just
right.
The flesh that tries to make you feel like
it's hard. Yeah, the flesh is messing with you.
It is.
The flesh trying to take away your laughter.
That's what it's trying to do.
I wish everybody was here today because we're going to laugh.
Yeah.
Keep the spirit of laughter in you. The spirit of being what?
Being happy.
Happy. All the time.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
The joy, that's another message.
Okay.
But the joy of the Lord is your strength. See, that's medicine.
It's a medicine.
You feeling down.
Your ultimate antidepressant.
Down. Well, you're going to feel that way when you first get out of the bed. You know,
sometimes,
I ain't seen too many people get out of bed that
jump up like that.
I got to sit on the edge of the bed for a few minutes.
If I get too fast, I get dizzy and I have to stay back and lay back down.
Take me. Take me a few minutes, Fred.
Do my cat
down. I gotta sit on the edge of my bed. My cat come over and talk to me.
Oh!
I said, wait a minute, just give me a few minutes. Wake up, you know. And then I finally get up, I head for the coffee.
Hey, man.
I get some coffee. It cheered me up. And by that time, I'm woke.
Okay.
Yes.
This body is acting like that. But inside of me, I got medicine. Mm-hmm. My back is hurting. I just laugh. Huh? I got a headache. Laugh. Start laughing.
All right.
If you got a headache, start laughing. Being cheerful. If you got a toothache, huh? Now, the tooth is about the worst.
Oh, yeah. That's
it's
like having a migraine. Oh, yeah.
Your teeth is fine. Start laughing.
Oh. It does work. I'm gonna try to give this to my sister.
She
goes through a lot of pain. This could help her.
The life of Christ is an easy life.
Yes, it is.
All you got to do is follow the rules and the commandment of God and live holy.
His commandments are not grievous.
Holy is living separate from this world.
That's right.
We are opposite from the world.
Oh, yeah.
There's some things in the world that we have to do. We have to go to the grocery store and get some groceries.
That's
We have to go to our job and try to make some money to buy the groceries.
That's
The things we have to do. We have to pay taxes. Now, see, that's enough right there to make you mad.
It's time to start really laughing. Yeah. Gotta really start laughing now.
Laugh
about that.
Laugh your way to your tax purpose. And time to pay your debt.
Just laugh.
And you really gonna laugh if you get a refund.
Yeah, that's happened. That's happened.
You get a refund?
Yeah.
$300, huh?
Oh, hallelujah.
That's some extra money, huh? You're going to
Yeah.
Laugh on your way in there. Say, come on, how much I owe? Come on, this time. No, you get some money back. You get $1,000 back. Woo!
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
That's some, you be happy then, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
There's things in this world that God said we're going to have burdens and stuff, and it's just going to bother us.
It's going to happen.
Don't carry the world on your shoulders. That's Jesus' job.
That's his job.
His job. Dump it on him. Huh?
Give it to him.
Dump all your cares on Jesus. Now, Jesus, I got a burden here. I got another one I got to give you now. Come on, take it.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then when you get that burden to Jesus, start laughing. Start rejoicing.
Thank you, Jesus.
I guarantee you, it'll lift up.
All right. Hallelujah.
That's all I had to do.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah, so what you going to do when you stump your toe?
Start laughing.
Start laughing.
Praise the Lord and laugh.
That toe going to hurt so bad, I said, I can't believe I listened to Brother Turner say that. You're going to laugh. That's right. Yeah, laughter. Being cheerful. Jesus always kept his disciples cheerful. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, keep going
there. Even when he appeared to them, and when they was in the room all together and they was hiding from the people getting killed, and Jesus appeared to them, what did he say to them when he walked in?
Do not be afraid.
Be what? He said be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer.
That was always there on his tongue. Be
there we go.
Of good cheer.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And you know the worst time that Jesus tell you to be of good cheer is when you're in trouble.
That's right.
When he walked on the water, they saw him coming, and a storm was going raising, and the ship was going all of a sudden here comes Jesus.
Walking
on water.
Striding
along. They looked out there and saw a man or a body coming. I know we're going to die now.
Oh, what's going on?
I know we're going to die. Here comes the ghost.
Freaking
and Jesus
out.
Said, it's me, He always used to be of good cheer. Well, how is I going to be of good cheer and a ghost coming at me and a ship is waving all over my head?
They're probably freaking out.
You go out there and have a wreck in your car, be of good cheer. See, y'all see that? I don't want to be a good cheer. Somebody just hit my car, Jesus. Don't say that to him. Just laugh. Just say thank you, Jesus.
It's just a car.
Thank you. I'm alive and my limbs are good.
It's better than heaven.
I'm going to let y'all alone.
Well, that's all right. We can get some more.
Everything you can think of from this day on that'll make you upset and sad, what you going to do?
Start laughing.
Because Jesus is going to tell you, be of good cheer. If he's going to talk to you from heaven, be of good cheer.
He got it covered.
Lord, my bank account is empty. Why I ain't never got no money in my bank? Because you keep spending.
Now that's a good one.
That's easy.
Okay, then, that's priceless.
Then he's going to say to you, be a good cheer.
That's priceless.
Oh, yeah.
Next time you get some money, you put it aside, huh?
Yes.
Be a good cheer. I go on now. I go a long ways with this now.
Deny the chocolate pie. Deny the cream puffs.
We are, y'all. I'm not famous.
That's
okay.
All right.
I'm getting like you now.
Be a good cheer. Be a good cheer.
I've got
cheer.
Some granola. Woo-hoo! Red alert.
Okay.
Red alert.
I'm going to let y'all on. Come on. Y'all stand. Y'all remember, you take this with you now.
That's right.
You remember. When the devil messes with you, what you going to do?
Be a good cheer.
You're going to laugh at him.
And laugh at him. Well,
that's it. We rook him and laugh at him. When you laugh at him, he's definitely going to leave you alone. He's going to leave you alone when you laugh at him. You taking us all to dinner? What'd you say? You taking us all to dinner? She said something about dinner, Ted. You taking us all to dinner? Oh, man.
Money ain't in the bank.
All right, go out the door laughing.
Okay, that's our real one. It's not what we got now.
All right. I'm going to see if y'all going to be laughing next Sunday when you come.
All right.
I'm going to be looking. Y'all should have a testimony next Sunday. The times you had to laugh when the devil dropped something on your toe. Come on. Okay, Ted.
Let's see how good we do.
We're going to go. May Lord watch.
May Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One for another.
One for another.
This we do.
This we do.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Jesus.
Till we meet again.
Till we meet again.
We're going to come back laughing, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All right.